For being overdressed and trying to shot in the face by a thug. You're right. It's never the thug's fault. It's never the criminal's fault. Let's find a way to blame somebody else. Because that's what Obama's done the whole time. Obama said, I don't care how many little black children are being hunted down, as long as they're hunted down by a thug. As long as they're being poisoned by a thug.
Who beat you so badly as God?
As long as it's the woman being raped is being raped by a thug. But as soon as the police show up and
stop it.
The police
don't rape everyone, that's
what
fine.
It's always the police's fault, you remember? It's the police's fault, because the police
always
hunt! No!
It's not politics, Dad. It's unstable. You're right that the subject is politics. I never disagree. I'm talking about an unstable person who can't keep his mouth shut.
There's two.
And I'm not afraid to tell you right now to your face.
Oh, you're the one! You're a bum! You're a loser!
Look,
all you ever do
is
try
is, Dale,
and whine and say, life isn't fair, this, that, and the other. You're the one who never shuts up. You're the one who tells your mom you can't take a bath because I go to...
You literally picked the one day that I had an argument with mom about taking a bath. Oh my gosh, okay. Well, I mean, not that you ever go off on your parents. Collectively, the entire family has gotten yelled at you over the course of 3 years because you don't want to have a job. That's literally why. You don't have a disability.
Dad, am I a bum because I live with you guys to clean up this neighborhood?
You are not even close to what you need to be.
Look, but Dad, I'm just...
And I'm not afraid to tell you that. Look at that, look at that.
I'm sorry, but somebody asked.
It's sad that your younger brothers are telling you straight to your face that you need to grow up.
The only thing I don't like about
I need to grow up.
Listen, yes, right now your face.
Oh, when's the last time you had a job?
I work a job 7 days a week.
Where?
Here in this.
I do all your work here. I've done all your laundry.
You throw laundry on the ground. That's not work, Sherman.
I clean up after all your skin.
You're a bum. My skin. Oh, it's my fault. The skin that ashes off of my arm. Listen, you're talking about psoriasis, severe problem that's got worse from you yelling.
Because you won't go to the doctor.
It's all my fault.
They told me to clean my
I go to the doctor and they reject it.
I'm a little baby. I want people to hear. You're the exact reason. Oh, let's do this. Okay. This is Earl being a crybaby, as always. Life's not fair. Life,
Sherman,
everybody
Sherman,
always cheats me.
It's not going to get you
All
anywhere.
I'm going to do is spend my life drinking and crying and whining. I live in
literally
my parents'
everything
house.
That he's talking about
nobody
is
actually likes
me. Who are we talking about? Are you talking about Sherman and Kate right now? Here's the difference.
I love all of you.
You might have to also be honest about it. You physically insulted me three times. I was in the hospital. The guy's at least twice my size. I can't fight him.
Then why don't you? What are you trying to do?
Tell you the truth.
Wait a minute.
There's nothing
you can look at me.
Yes.
And think that I don't know the truth.
I think that you're in denial if you think that there's three crazy people arguing.
I can see what's happening.
I mean, the guy's nuts.
Because Earl and Dale obviously think I'm a bum.
It's not just that, Sherman. Bum is bad enough. Perry was a bum, but he wasn't fighting people at the top of his lungs, not paying rent. That's bad. That's really bad behavior.
But
I mean you can't just exactly yell like at people like you're at the mercy of your parents because you don't get a job.
You have no, ask Dad.
You have not had an actual job. You've not actually gotten paid to do something.
Help pay the utilities.
He does not help on anything.
No, he doesn't do that, but he works around here.
That's great, but he uses that as excuse to yell. That's my job. So I don't die, yes.
So you have the mortgage.
Just answer this real quick so I know. Am I a bum just living in your house, not contributing?
None of you are bums.
How do you...
But you are all...
First of all, the fact that he used to tell ask you to get some kind of vindication or something. No, that's... Or validation.
No, I'm curious.
You want a... You think that he's the authority on whether you're a bum or not? He's not.
Wait a minute.
He's not the authority on you.
I am the authority in this house.
Yeah, that's fine. That's not what I'm saying. I can tell you that you're not the absolute authority on what a job is in that situation.
So is everybody saying I don't have a job?
Wait a minute.
You don't have an actual job, Sherman.
Okay.
That's a completely rational response to that
question. So when I sold out Madison Square Garden...
What are you talking about? You are so delusional.
Because you weren't there.
That's your job?
You were in your room drinking beer and crying and not doing your job.
I have
a job. You have no idea what I do since I have to do your job.
Wait, are you talking about the paper, Sherman, right now?
I have to clean up your clothes every day.
Sherman,
I have to clean up the bathroom.
You
I have to clean up the floors.
Yell at people.
Mom comes to me and says, Earl hasn't done his job.
I do my job every week. You don't actually have a paying job. I don't know what you're talking
how
about.
Do
the
you
Madison
know?
Square Gardening. I don't understand what you're talking
And
about.
Why do you say that? Because
how do you know?
I'm only down here because two people were yelling for me now, and one was saying that Obama is
how you know I don't have
a
paying job?
What kind of crazy stuff is going on in a conversation like that?
No. Show your work. Show me that I don't have a paying job.
Stop yelling at your
Show me that I don't have a paying job.
Sherman,
show it.
What? Show what?
Show that I don't have a paying job.
What are you even saying? I don't collect your taxes, Sherman. I'm not the authority on your taxes or whatever.
You have a tax return.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course I have a tax return.
Let's see it.
Mom has it.
Okay, then we'll
ask her.
Why are you asking me to prove to something that you already know is true that you don't have a job? You know that you don't have a job.
Of course I don't have a job.
Okay, finally, one little sentence of honesty from you.
Since I'm the actual one that brings home the money after I promote a fight.
What are you talking about? You're so delusional. You've never been successful in your life with fighting. Except for me, when you beat me up while I was dressed as a woman in makeup. When I was going out, and you beat me up twice while I was like that, and you're talking about fists in the face in the stomach. He had to pull you off of me.
I've never seen you in a dress.
Hold on.
I was in makeup while look at this laughing.
Shut up.
You're obviously unstable. I'm not
just
gonna stop.
We're trying to air things out.
The whole lot of you are on a lot of deep shit. The three of you are in so much deep shit.
I'm sure.
I mean, you're just gonna just pretend like it's not real, but it is. You don't let a man beat another man. Not a man who dresses as a woman. You just don't. And he let it happen over and over and over again. And now he's saying, I hit him in the eye. I've never touched that man in the eye in my life. I've never done that. He's gaslighting that. He's crazy. And then he's completely unstable. He's talking about all these neighbors who are so dangerous. He beats someone in his own house that you just let him live in. You know?
Get a life.
It's going to go somewhere, Mom. I'm glad I humiliated you in public.
You always do. You're bad.
I'm always in public with you.
Every time I have to pull you off of Mom when you verbally attack her.
I've never done any of these things. You have. You have.
I've had to stop you. I've had to pull you off of Mom. How many times?
I've never done these things. I've never laid my hands on Mom in my entire life.
How many times you told Dad?
Sherman, I've never done that.
Dad doesn't want to talk to you.
Sherman, no one's going to believe you because you're an idiot and an asshole. You have a large fists that run into me. No, he just said that I've beaten you, Mom. Have I beaten you?
Well, you get in my face.
I've never, oh my God, I've never done what he just said. I have never done what he just said.
You tried to tell him and he cut you off yelling at you.
Okay, I have reacted to Mom reacting at me. That is the most I've ever done. I've never done any of these things that you are
Okay, the two of the three times that you have beaten me, two of the three times you have beaten me. Oh my god, I did this, and you're gonna act like this is a symptom of something before. No, Sherman, you are three times my size.
Sherman,
this is
came out of your room and violently beat me.
Oh my god, I'm so glad I have this on video.
And then the police showed up and you lied to them.
What did I say, Sherman? What did I say?
Addy came over and said, "Oh, I don't want to talk to you anymore because you're so violent."
Addy didn't even show up. Addy was over there across the street with her husband.
Earl.
Addy did not
be. Earl,
where do I go to the
Just live in your own world.
Yes, Sherman. Yes.
See where Sam's is.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom.
Sherman, why don't you go in with me? To get you away from his.
You know, this crazy person that's less than half his size. Me, I'm so violent.
Okay.
No, you beat me! It's a problem! It's a problem!
You hit me in the eyes every
time! I've never touched you! I've never touched you in my life, Sherman! No, I am not. They are witnesses, you idiot.
Wait, stop. God.
They are witnesses to that.
Let's ask a witness.
Chill.
Mom, you don't.
Mom, I'm going to ask you one question only. Did Earl run out of his room
in
a violent rage and attack me and punch me in the face? And
I've done that. I've done that. I've punched Sherman.
The police.
Wait, I ran out of my room and punched Sherman and he had to call the police over this?
You called them, right?
Wait, I called the police because I punched you in the face. You just said that?
You called the police.
That doesn't make any sense, Sherman. You were going crazy at your parents. These two people, you were in their face. Mom was screaming at the top of her lungs. I went out there to stop the arguing. I got beat down by you and I called the I went to the hospital. You didn't get hurt. You got your ego.
You got your ego crushed.
You did not get kicked by me. I got beat down by you and Dad both. Both of you had your fists and bodies on me, one or the other. Dad was crushing me and you were beating me. And I called the police after this, after my foot was badly injured. And you have the audacity right now to say that I had anything to do with the violence upon me. No, sir.
We just
asked
the witness to it and she confirmed that you're a liar.
No, sir. I'm looking in your eye right now and telling you, I haven't touched your eye even once.
Okay, Earl.
But you have beaten me. I've been
in the hospital. I've never touched you, Earl.
You never touched me in this entire
time.
You're a liar. You're a liar, and
okay,
I have you on video.
I know, and we have you on video.
Doing
punching
what?
Me.
Yes,
I
want to see the video.
I hate my dad. I hate my mom.
You.
Everybody doesn't do what I say.
Just exactly what he's saying is what he means, Dad. That's what he's saying about himself, is that he hates his mom, and he hates his dad, and he hates his family, and that's why he comes over, he moves into the house the same week that Addy gets married and starts beating his transgender sister. That's what happened. The entire time. I'm transgender, Sherman.
No, you're not. You're a boy. You're a boy who has mental illness.
Oh, I'm glad I got video footage of this. This person, he says, has a mental illness. I have a mental illness while he's beating me. He beats me and calls me a person with a mental
show
illness.
Show us the evidence. If you...
Tony,
show us the evidence.
That's Sherman's name right there. That's his number.
Earl, what the hell's wrong with you?
Sherman, the problem with me is that I get beat by a man over twice my size. And nobody in the house does anything about this.
What is it?
Let's reason about this one. I've never beat a person.
Exactly. So you're a habitual liar.
No, Sherman. You are a gaslighting narcissist.
Do you understand?
You are a gaslighting narcissist.
You attacked your father.
I've never attacked you, Dad. I've never attacked you in my life. And if you can't have the audacity right now to turn towards this camera and say that's true, then I don't respect you. You either say the truth or I don't respect you. If you don't say anything, that's fine, but I'm just telling you the truth. I don't respect you if you don't turn around right now and say that's never happened. If you don't do that right now, I'm telling you the truth. I don't respect a person that can't have the. You have to have a little bravery in you, Dad, because this is cowardice.
Hello.
Dad?
Hello.
He's just gonna be a coward then. That's what the whole family is, though. I mean, I get beat down.